Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that's all about wigging out with Wiggington, Dane Wiggington, that is, from geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, we've only got about 12 minutes left in this broadcast, Dane. I'm just kind of curious as to your particular environmental interest in all of this. You've got a big corporate background. You don't feel in part responsible for any of this, I doubt, but I think what happens to people when they become activists, they usually get really high up in the so-called real world, and then they fall from grace, and something really shocking and disillusioning happens to them. This is your one, isn't it?
To a much lesser degree, though, Vinny. As you stated earlier, you have always kept an autonomy, and I've always wanted that as well. I left Bechdel when I was 22 years old, and I just simply, even for the short time I was in that environment, it was quite clear that morality was not a part of the equation. So I have not worked for anybody since, except myself. And but that scenario, though, when you see that, even the short time I was immersed in it, I cannot imagine at the higher levels how bad it got. And being in it for any length of time, I absolutely can't imagine. And it's simply this whole structure that's causing these programs, and this connects to entities like Bechtel. It's like a cancer, each individual cell of which is only looking out for its own interest, and none of the cells cumulatively seem willing or able to consider the consequences of their combined tyranny. And so the cancer kills its host organism, and that's exactly what we're doing. It's exactly where we're headed on a track that's faster than any previous paleo event, any previous historical event based on paleo climactic data. What we're going through now is exponentially faster. So, again, people need to try to understand that geoengineering is not just another environmental issue. And it doesn't matter. I've lectured from everybody from the Tea Party to the Green Party. And all of them, once they're educated to a certain point, Vinny, realize that to be sprayed like a lab rat in some grand experiment, which we have no disclosure of, is not in anybody's interest. So I think if people consider the gravity of this issue, they will understand it supersedes everything else. As you correctly stated earlier, all these environmental groups that are simply sweeping the sidewalks while the house is burning down, they have to be made accountable that they are not addressing this issue. And it's up to all of us to do this. There's none of us that are in a position to not help with this issue. This issue has to be dealt with, or we're going to have nothing to care about in very short order. And this brings it to a primary point. Global oxygen content is plummeting. This is fact. So in addition to everything I've already mentioned, that's about as simple as it could get. No air, no life. And we are on track, Vinny, for something called Venus Syndrome. I've mentioned this in a number of other shows. I'll be doing an article on it soon. This is a scientific scenario. It is not a metaphor. The term speaks for itself. And we are on track for that scenario right now. It's happening very quickly. And if geoengineering, again, is not stopped, that's where we'll end up. So as they're affecting the entire web of life, and the boreal forests, there's most of those are in the northern latitudes, but southern latitude forests as well. You see Australia burning up. As these forests are literally droughted out, their root structure is poisoned from this bioavailable metal. They're covered with an incendiary dust, which is these metal particulates, and you have much more lightning now because the atmosphere is more conductive. All the Earth's life support systems that create oxygen, our most primary element, are being destroyed, in addition to all the other things we already mentioned. So, again, this issue should be priority number one for anybody. I don't care what their political stripe, period.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention that the Australian bushfires were in part caused by Agenda 21 legislation that banned the collection of firewood and stopped regularly scheduled burn-offs to get rid of the kindling and what have you that's under there. And as a result of the councils doing that, passing it through legislation, they had the biggest bushfires they've ever had in their freaking life, you know. So, you know, it's a one-step, two-step, three-step. There's so many intricate connections. That's what I found very interesting about any kind of conspiracy is that it links up with so many other aspects. Now, switching gears a little bit, I wanted to understand where did your sense of morality come from? You know, you had it from a very early age. Did you have very moralistic parents or something of that nature?
No. You know, that's the for any of us that engage in this, I mean, whatever either triggers it in a person later in their life or some that have, for whatever reason, been wired a certain way since they were younger, I can't answer that question. I just can't. But I believe for all of us that it's imperative we realize we're part of a whole, that if we, as said by Voltaire, that lack of concern for public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. And that's where we're at. While people are watching American Idol and eating chips and, you know, completely disconcerned about what's happening around them, keeping their head in the sand will not sustain them. It will not protect them from what's coming. Or in the words of Edmund Burke, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is to be...
it's for good men to do nothing.
Excuse me. Yeah, you know that one already. So, you know, people need to look in the mirror and decide that if they do love their children as they claim to, if they do care about their posterity, if nothing else, then it's up to everybody to get off their backsides and start to help with this issue, because time is short. It's very short, and the climate is changing radically. And even though they have these brush regulations you talked about, we have the same thing in the Northern Hemisphere also. The forest could and should be managed better. I fully agree. But the nature of what they are doing to the climate is by far the greatest factor for the amount of meltdown we see. And in fact, people don't know these kind of figures. North America lost 8 million acres to forest fires last year. Siberia lost 100 million acres, 100 million. The planet's in full-blown meltdown. And people from all sides should start to realize this. And that's not about, again, any of the environmental draconian things that have nothing to do with the real issues here, which is geoengineering. But it doesn't change that reality is occurring, and geoengineering is the single biggest causal factor. So people from all political stripes should, and better do it soon, unite on this issue, because unless this is stopped, all other points will soon be moot.
Yeah. Now, also switching gears again, I was wondering if you had any other interests. Like, what do you do on your time off? Do you discuss Freemasonry or whatever?
This is 100% of my focus. This is 100%. Vinny, I live in what was a pristine forest 10 years ago. I live on the east side of Lake Shasta. I have a large habitat preserve. It's a little less than 2,000 acres that I've bled, sweat, and cried in to try to preserve. And then yet nothing I did, no amount of forest management. And I did Herculean efforts out here with a lot of funding and help from even state agencies. Nothing superseded the constant poisoning from these programs. The forest is in virtual... It's heading into virtual collapse here. Plants aren't sprouting. Those that sprout don't flower. Fir trees are dying. I mean, there's nothing that can save our forests or any, for that matter, unless these programs are stopped. The ecosystem reaches a point, Vinny, where it can't take anymore, and we are at that point. We are literally at that point. I mean, this is a planetary emergency right now to stop geoengineering. And I encourage, we try to post this data on geoengineeringwatch.org. We're only about geoengineering, no politics. So the bottom line is, if any of us really want to look our children in the eyes, we better get up off our butts and start to help this issue.
You know, I think what you've got there, Dane, is a calling, something which only you in particular have this specific ability to go out and really make a difference. And I've been telling people for a long time, it matters not which issue you're covering, as long as you're trying to do one that is important to you, that actually affects others, for which you can have a profound effect on that issue. And there is no doubt, Dane, that in the issue of chemtrails and public awareness, you have had a monumentally profound effect. I want to really thank you for that. Just because of the fact that you're, well, there's just no money, and in a lot of cases, no reward when you're doing the right thing. And so many people choose to do nothing in the face of such adversity where you have not, and that's an honorable thing.
I thank you for that very, very much, Vinny, and I want to reflect that gratitude right back toward you, because without those few like you, I would be screaming in the wilderness and hearing only silence and crickets in response. And again, the gratitude I feel toward you cannot be overstated, or for having the courage to address this issue and for giving me a voice. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're going to get you up on the archives and stuff, and frack it. We definitely want to have you back on the show soon enough. In fact, what would be good is to do a show with you and Michael Murphy, perhaps. And because I really like to have roundtables with like minds, because the conversations get a lot friendlier, and through friendliness, you get a hell of a lot accomplished, I think.
Well, it would be an honor at any point, and I would always make my schedule fit any show that you have. And if ever the opportunity presents itself to, on a more adversarial side, to debate anyone on the air, fact for fact, on this issue, I would embrace that. As of yet, I have never had a response to that.
You know what? I think I might take the Pepsi challenge on that and try and get some scumbag from New Zealand to debate you. It'd be classic.
I'm ready.
All right. Ready, willing, ready, wigging, and able. Dane Wigginton, ladies and gentlemen, from geoengineeringwatch.org. By the way, if you're listening to this broadcast and you have not yet seen the two documentaries by Michael Murphy, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And What in the World Are They Spraying? As Dane says, get off your ass now. There is no option left. Stop ignoring it. Stop sitting back. Get yourself informed and start to try and wake up other people. There is no issue as important as this, even your own life. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you take it seriously.